I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this time, two fishermen speak about a haddock chowder inspired by the pandemic.
Local haddock have been plentiful for years now. But while the stock is big and healthy, the individual fish are small. Here's Eric Hess, a haddock fisherman from West Barnstable.
There are 16 to 18 inch haddock, which is at the smallest end of the range that are illegal to catch. And part of there being a lot of fish in the ocean right now is that the fish are growing more slowly. So it's sort of excruciating waiting for these haddock to grow. We've been seeing fish 15, 16, 17, 18 inches for several years now, and they're slowly making their way to the larger sizes.
The issue with size is that bigger fish get a higher price. Fishermen here on the Cape are competing with high-end, big fillets of imported haddock from Iceland. Here's Eric Hess again.
These lower-end fish, when the prepared food markets closed due to COVID, they started to really hit rock bottom in terms of pricing, and it really sort of jeopardized whether we could keep fishing or not.
At the same time, local food banks saw a huge rise in need. So the Cape Cod Commercial Fishermen's Alliance got organized and coordinated local haddock fishermen and Massachusetts seafood and value-added food processors to put together a haddock chowder for food banks. The goal of the chowder program is to get nutritious seafood to people who need it and to stabilize haddock prices and pay a fair price to fishermen. Here's Bill Amaru, who fishes off of Chatham.
I was looking for, an opportunity to market the haddock that we were catching a little bit more aggressively. And they came up with the idea of using some of these haddock to create an alternative marketplace. So we directly sold to the company that was contracted by the Fisheries Trust to produce the chowder, eliminating a middleman. And we got a little bit more money.
Bill Amaru fishes for haddock inshore in the summer, whereas Eric Hess fishes further offshore, mostly in the winter months. Altogether, about 15 to 20 local boats are bringing in snapper haddock for the chowder program year-round. They're selling over 20,000 pounds of snapper haddock to the program every month, which translates to over 420,000 bowls of chowder. Bill Amaru says chowder has always been a staple in his house. And like any good recipe, the key to success is in the details.
I think it has a lot to do with how willing you are to play around with seasonings. I come from an Italian background. My mom made a terrific chowder. So I'm pretty aggressive about my oregano and the different seasonings I put in there, thyme.
Most years, Bill makes a huge batch of clam chowder to serve as part of Chatham's first night tradition. This year, that's canceled due to COVID, like everything else. But he says he'll still be making a batch of chowder to enjoy at home. And inspired by the program, he's switching seafood for the first time, from quahogs to snapper haddock.
With the quahogs and the clams that we use, the broth that you get from the clam is extremely important. The fish is going to be a little different. I'm going to make stock. That adds a lot of flavor. Knowing to use a lot of butter. If I would do anything different with a commercial style chowder, it would be just increase the butter. But I know there are limits.
The Cape Cod Commercial Fishermen's Alliance says there are indeed limits. A stipulation of some of the grant money funding the program requires the haddock chowder to meet certain nutrition requirements. But that shouldn't stop anyone who brings home a frozen container or makes a batch of their own from adding a little extra butter. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
We've got a list of participating local food banks on our website, and Bill Amaru has shared his recipe for haddock chowder. That's all at capeandislands.org, along with a link to our free podcast. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening, and Happy New Year.